Welcome to episode 43 of Once Upon a Captain Swan. We're back after a super, super long hiatus. Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry.
Now we've had a lot going on, and obviously without Captain Swan being prevalent on the show anymore, we just didn't really have too much to talk about, but we decided we would come back and just give everyone an update as to where we all are in the fandom and with the show, and we are also going to give our predictions for the series finale episode that will be airing next month, since we have been informed and have seen visual evidence that Jennifer Morrison is coming back. So, who's here
Yes.
today? We've got a full house. Everyone is here. We've got Kim.
Hello.
We've got Gabby. Maybe.
Do we have Gabby?
Hey, hey.
Justine,
Hello.
Lindsay,
What up?
Rachel,
Hello.
and Jenna from the UK.
Hi.
I feel like it's been so long since I've been on the same show with Jenna. Like, it's been
It's a
millennia,
rarity. It's been
and I miss her
ages.
so much. I
She's
miss
like
her so
a
much.
unicorn.
She
She's our
I'm
special magical
mysterious. I only
unicorn.
show myself when I want to be seen.
Or heard, in this case.
Or heard, yes, of course.
So, here we all are, almost 6 months. Yeah, it's probably been about 6 months since Jennifer Morrison left the show. And I thought we could just go down the line and everyone sort of give us an update as to where you all are in the fandom. Are you still watching the show? If you are you loving it? Are you hating it? Do you think you're going to tune in for the finale? Just like, give all the listeners an update as to what's going on with you and Once Upon a Time. Kim, you want to kick things off? Since you're at the
Yeah,
top of my screen.
since I'm there and just recently watched episodes 701 and 702 last night, so Kim is clearly not watching the show religiously anymore. And I think Rachel's head was about to explode last night when I was texting her about Colin in a police uniform because I did not know that was going to happen because I was
Yeah.
completely spoiler free. I've been off Tumblr for probably 6, 8 months now.
Wow.
I went back through my texts because I thought I had sent you a picture of him in the uniform, but I did not, and I was kind of disappointed in
No.
myself.
So I kind of lost my shit there for a little bit, because damn. Helen, if you're not asking him to wear that uniform, you definitely should be.
Preach.
But so I loved how we already started off with Once Upon a Continuity Fails, a minute into the show, season 7. That was pretty awesome. And
Keep going
I
with it.
do like who they cast as Henry. It's just difficult for me because it's not Jared. You know what I mean? And I think that's what I was explaining to Rachel last night, was that it's not that I don't like him, it's that now I'm
It's weird.
suddenly kind of attracted to who's playing Henry, and it's weird because it's Henry,
I
right? It's
think
weird.
everyone went through that a little bit,
Yeah.
or whoever
That makes me feel
watched.
better.
Yeah, everyone, that was a thing on Tumblr. I think everyone kind of went through. Like,
Everyone's like, I don't
man.
want to be attracted to Henry. It's weird.
It's weird, but
It's
I can't stop it. Like, I don't know. It just, I feel really dirty right now.
good.
And that's even after thirsting after a 200-year-old pirate. So, anyways, so I think that I will probably catch up eventually, but the stepmother is super distracting to me. Like, anytime she's on screen, like, I just can't watch. It's painful to watch. So I am still reading fan fiction, not really writing wants fan fiction anymore.
Kim's
So
moved on to Star Wars.
is it really moving on if you're just going back to your first love? I mean, listen, the Star Wars fandom always accepts me with open arms and cuddles and hugs and
Gonna drink my coffee now and say who's next. I
Gabby's
think that's
next on
just
my
Sam.
list.
Oh, mine's definitely much shorter than that. I stopped at 702. And I haven't watched anything else. And I didn't plan on it until Jen came was coming back. Well, I plan on watching the series finale, but like that was it. But now Jen's coming back, so it's good.
You don't think you'll like catch up? You'll just watch the finale.
Yeah, I'll just watch the finale. Okay. I don't need to catch up.
How about mustard? Okay.
Damn!
It ended at season 6 for me. This is just a little bonus.
Little bonus 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Justine?
I watched 701 and 702 when they first aired, and I meant to keep watching because I was kind of interested in where they were taking it, but the move to Friday just really threw me off, and I kept meaning to watch it, like, catch up on Hulu, and then I, like, 5 or 6 episodes went by, and I was like, I'll just rewatch it all on Netflix when it comes out, but I will be watching the finale. I have been writing fic still. I did the Captain Swan Little Bang and the, and I'm currently doing the Captain Swan Big Bang, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so keep your eyes out for that. It's gonna be long, and it's gonna be a Princess Emma AU, because I'm obsessed with Lieutenant Duckling. So,
hell yeah.
Keep your eyes out for it.
Lindsay?
Okay, so, right, well, I've said all along, you know, I wasn't watching any season 7, and being the stubborn bitch that I am, I haven't. I mean, I watched 702 with you ladies for, you know, for science, but beyond that, I haven't. and, you know, it's, yeah, I'm trying to be positive here, you know, because for a long time, I was quite bitter. Not at the cast or anyone, obviously, but with the writers. But I think now I'm slowly getting to that mode of peace. I'm kind of like at peace now. And I still read some fan fiction all the time. I love it. So, yeah, there I am.
Rachel?
Well, I seem to be the only one that's still watching. I am alone. I'm a little rowboat over
here. We haven't finished the list yet.
True.
Is it a rowboat or is it a dinghy?
It's a dinghy.
Yeah.
With a little flag. All alone. Yeah. And I don't know why I'm still watching. It's more of like I've invested so much into this show that I just need to see it through to the end. And, like, I'm not someone who can start a show and stop it. Like, I've only done that once, and that was with the Borgias, because that one was just so heavy and boring.
That's understandable. Like, I did the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to, like, season 2 out of 3. I was like, I can't do it anymore. Like, everyone was really annoying, but that's another story. but, yeah, so I do enjoy seeing Colin on my screen every week still. It's not the same, but I still there for him, you know. Still support that clumsy man. I do like Alice, and I do like the father-daughter storyline. I know there's a lot of mixed feelings about it. But I like it. I like Alice and Rose, and that's probably the extent of what I like in season 7. Everyone else is really annoying. I don't like, the only new cast member I liked was Henry, which I also went through that awkward, I'm attracted to Henry now stage. yeah. I'm still on Tumblr. I just did some artwork for the Captain Swan Little Bang.
Which is so good. So you should all check it out.
Oh, my stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
What, me?
That point in the show where Rachel doesn't know how to take a compliment.
Hey.
Hey.
Yep. And I still read everything, and I reblog some stuff sometimes randomly. And my likes have gotten out of control on Tumblr because I keep meaning to reblog stuff. Like, I like it, and then I mean to reblog it later, but it never happens, so it's kind of chaotic over there. It kind of represents season 7, I feel. Like, no one really knows what's going on or where it's going or what's happening, and no one remembers what happened 2 episodes ago. Like, I've watched this whole season, but honestly, I cannot tell you much about it. Like, if you had questions...
You're not the person to go to.
I'm not. No, I'm not at all. Like, I would fail a trivia contest on season 7, and that's saying something, because trivia is no shit. So, yeah. That was longer than expected, but that's where I is.
Jenna?
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of similar to Lindsay and quite a few other people. Just kind of decided that 6 was going to be the end for me. Watched the second episode with you guys just to see what was going on, and meh, didn't really do anything for me. So I think I've mainly just been getting involved in other fandoms at the moment. Avatar: The Last Airbender, I'm kind of obsessed with
Star
at the moment.
Wars.
No, not Star Wars.
Star
no.
Wars.
Hey, I like Star Wars, but I'm not really fan in the
Come
fandom.
To the dark side, Jenna. I have cookies.
Are they gluten-free?
Yes. And dairy-free.
Oh, hey.
But, I support everyone.
Oh, that's too much.
But yeah, I guess... I don't know. Like, the second episode was okay, but I don't know. It just didn't seem to, like... They just didn't seem to gel very well, the cast. Like, one of the things, with all the people leaving, it just felt a bit empty. Like, the feeling wasn't there. So I haven't bothered watching anymore. I probably will watch the finale just because, I don't know, I feel like there hasn't really been a satisfying Captain Swan ending, and the finale might not give us that anyway, but
no,
what the hell, I may as well try.
You know, you've come to the wrong place!
You've come to the wrong
place.
I guess there's no harm in watching it, but I'm probably not going to bother watching any of the other ones leading up to it. So,
there's definitely harm in watching it.
But yeah, that's me pretty much. I've not been reading any fanfics. I never really did anyway, but I haven't been watching YouTube videos, which I used to do, so I've kind of just been a bit distant from it all. There you go. I've got much to say, so that's it. I'm out.
We appreciate your input.
Why, thank you.
Always.
I went into this season basically saying no, I wasn't going to watch it at all. I did end up watching the first 4 episodes because once I knew Emily was coming back, I had to see how Rumbel was going to end. So I got that far and then I stopped, and I'm not on Tumblr anymore. I'm not really, like, I don't read fanfiction anymore. I don't watch YouTube videos anymore. I don't really do a lot in the fandom except for what I see on Twitter. So I was still seeing a lot of people live tweeting every week, so I kind of have a gist as to what has been happening on the show.
Yeah.
And once I heard what was going down with Gothel and Wishbone Hook,
God.
I was so disgusted, and I just thought, mm-hmm. I refuse to watch these episodes. So I have been steadily watching the past few weeks since I found out Jen was coming back. I wanted to at least have an idea as to what the hell was going on the show, but I will not go okay. back and watch anything
Can
that has
I
to
ask,
do with Gothel.
What is this candy killer? Because I hear whispers about it, but
it's
still
Hansel.
Understand.
Okay, yeah. So basically
Hansel
it's
Hansel
a different
Gretel.
Version of Hansel and Gretel, and the Wicked Witch ended up, like, banging their dad, kind of. Well, I don't know if they slept together,
bag.
But, like, she was staying in their house for a while, and, like, she, like, oh, he's blind, so he doesn't know she's, like, the Wicked Witch. And
Zelina
basically...
Wicked Witch,
yeah, Zelina.
Or, like, a blind witch?
Zelina.
Okay.
But, like,
what?
She knew that the blind witch had
wait. Zelina and the woodcutter from Hansel and Gretel. She was going to be, like, Hansel and Gretel's stepmother?
She wanted to be. She wanted to be.
Yeah.
There was a connection.
He was
there.
Blind. Yeah. He was hot too. I don't blame her. Because he's blind, so he didn't know she was green. So she's like, "Oh, you're the only one that can see me for me. Blah, I'm a whiny, whiny Zelina season 3. Ugh, I don't get what I want." And so she knew where the blind witch had Hansel and Gretel, and she left them there the first time, then, like, went to chill with their dad. And she's like, "Man, I feel kind of guilty that he's, like, looking for his kids for, like, 3 weeks now, and I know where they are." So she's like, "I'm going to go get them." But then, like, psych, they got out themselves. And then Hansel, like, said something or called her a monster or whatever, which, like, let's be real, Zelina, he ain't wrong. Then she got real petty and, like, set his arms on fire.
What?
Yeah. So fast forward, Greta decides to become a witch, so that way she's no longer, like, helpless. And then Ivy kills Greta because, like, to join a witch coven. I don't know. It's, like, a really long story.
I've watched episodes, and I still am, like, hardly following what you're saying.
Yeah, well, you know, I told
you. Horrible.
I'm the wrong person to ask.
But, like, that's just how, like, ridiculous it is.
Yeah, like, this
I
is
mean,
how,
like,
how it
to
is.
To be fair, once has always been ridiculous. Like, trying to explain, like, the Neverland plot without sounding like a crazy person.
That's true.
Yeah, but this is, like, 10 times worse.
Yeah, I
and also, like, at least
and
those
so,
characters, like, better written and do more in character and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so then Hansel found out that Greta was killed by the witch coven. So then he's going around killing all the witches in Hyperion Heights. And he goes after Henry. But really, he was Henry's friend and everyone's friend back in the other Enchanted Forest. I don't even know what that
the
place
not
is.
Not Enchanted Forest.
Whatever the other place is. And, like, he went by Jack, so he was, like, Jack the Giant Slayer. And, like, him and Henry were, like, BFFs. And then he started killing witches. Then he got caught, and then he died.
Spoiler alert, I haven't seen that one.
Oh.
Well.
No, I really don't. I don't care. I don't care.
I don't care. Honey Badger.
I don't know. Maybe I'll, like, just binge watch it all on Hulu and just text you, Ray, about...
But yeah, he's the candy killer. What? He leaves them... He leaves them candy to be like, "You're next."
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Dun, dun, dun!
They're in a heart-shaped box.
I'm so glad
Still
I stopped watching this show.
Like, I'm kind of intrigued about, like, how bad it is. Like, I kind of want to just watch it to see how bad it is.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know what it is? It's like a Disney sequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Mulan 2 and, like,
yeah,
Mulan
like
Mulan 2 is the first. What's another? Mulan 2 doesn't compare to Mulan. You can't.
Yeah. Hunchback of Notre Dame 2. That one is horrible.
Yeah. Like, the only good sequels are, like, The Lion King and Beauty and the Beast. And Pocahontas.
Excuse me. Beauty and the
Toy
Beast,
Story.
The Christmas one?
Toy Story,
that
yeah.
Horrible.
With you.
Justine,
Thank you
can leave now. I'm cosplaying as Christmas
That
Bella.
One doesn't make any sense, Ray.
You can leave. Get
that
out.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
When did
get
any
out
event
here.
Have time to happen?
Shut up. Get out. You're done.
Conversations for another
Tim
time.
Curry joins the cast, and then they give him the worst song ever.
Get out. I don't want to talk to him. Guys, I can't be in the same chat room as Justine anymore. Nope. She went too far.
Okay, Sarah, what
you
else
know?
Were you saying?
That's why you upset.
I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk it, guys.
I have seen the past few weeks to prepare for the finale, but I really just, I kind of like what everyone else is saying, how that's just, it doesn't have the same feel. I don't really connect to any of the new cast. I don't even really connect to Colin right now. Like, I don't like Wish Realm Hook, I'm sorry. I don't like Alice. I don't even like Rumple. They're not giving him anything to do. Although I haven't seen Fridays. I heard Fridays was pretty good. So, like, I just feel like Rumple's been wasted. I feel like Lana's been wasted.
that mullet though.
I don't know.
Bobby's
I guess
mullet is on point.
It seems like there's just too like there was always a sense of too much going on once, but I feel like that's more so now. And the people that really matter, like the characters that really matter, I feel like are being sidelined. And the only people that I even really enjoy at this point, I think Tiana's cool. And I like baby Robin. Well, now grown up Robin. I think she's kind of cool. But that's about it.
It freaks me out because that's the same actress who plays... Oh, fuck, what's her name? Not Betty.
She's on Riverdale, right?
Yeah, she's on Riverdale.
Yeah.
She's like Betty's sister.
I don't watch it. I just know she's on Riverdale.
Yeah. Polly, that's her name.
Polly.
On Riverdale. Polly!
Yeah. Like, usually they have too much going on, but they know where they're going. But, like, now they, like, don't know where they're going, and they have too much going on. So it's like trying to drive a train that's on fire.
They've broken like, so usually, many rules. You can't...
Yeah.
You don't know what's right and wrong anymore, like, as far as how magic works and how the alternate
universes
work.
Well, we've never really known how magic works. I say this as someone who's trying to write something canon compliant. And, oh my god, trying to figure out why some people have magic and why some people don't, but can still use magic, is driving me insane.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest frustrations with this new season, is how all these people suddenly have magic, and I'm like, how? How do you all
have
magic? I don't
like that portals are so easy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make such a big
spectacle.
Wait, and why do they look like portals from Doctor Friggin' Strange? Like, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that? We're not, we're not doing our bendy.
I said it's because they got tired of destroying sets and putting holes in the ground.
Why?
They're like, yeah, man, we can't afford to destroy any more sets with portals.
So we're just going to do this now.
We're just going to steal
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, technically it's Disney still, so it's fine.
Well, and they've already paid for the CGI rights, which is why it looks so nice. They're just borrowing the same CGI from the Doctor Strange movies. Mm-hmm, that's
that
why the portals
sense.
Don't suck anymore.
That's why that's the only thing that looks a little decent. Except in the second episode, Jen ran like through half of it. Like, she didn't really run into the portals.
I mean, to be fair, like, that last scene was a little weird. But that was because they had to film it on two separate days because Lana and Jen did not film together.
And at least we can talk about with no continuity, at least their ability to put wigs on people still sucks. Can we talk about that? That stepmother's wig line, like, you can see the lace the entire time in episode one, and it is driving me up a wall.
I hated her so much.
Hated? Wait, does that mean she's dead? Hit me with the spoiler.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm just saying. At least with our inability to do things, we can still put wigs on
Rapunzel.
On people.
Wait, what?
Let's not
what?
Even go into that.
No.
How does that make any sense?
It doesn't.
I'm just gonna get really infuriated. Let's not even talk about that.
Yeah.
Fair. Oh my god.
Fair.
I just feel like they don't really the writers just don't really like learn from their mistakes. Like, okay, we all agree that the first six seasons, yes, there were a lot of mistakes. But in season seven, from what I've seen on Twitter and stuff, they're doing exactly the same mistakes over and over again. They're doing the same failing storylines. And it's just like,
I think Sean should be a writer.
That's quite insulting to the fan base who have stuck around. Like, okay, I know a lot of people are enjoying it, but at the same time, you know, there's people who've been there watching from day one, and I feel like, you know, those sticking around are not being, you know, treated with respect.
They've never treated us with respect.
I know, but come on. Matthew,
why would you expect anything different?
Because we were like, we used to, do you remember when we sat on this podcast? We were so full of hope. We were like Snow White, you know, we were so hopeful.
Morons. Such morons we were.
Yeah. I was like thinking about this the other day. Like, you know, we were so like optimistic, and now we're just like.
Maybe we're cursed.
And it's just
quiet.
It kind of
we're
gets
living
down.
Out.
we were happy in the Enchanted Forest, and everything was great.
And now we've been dispersed across the realms, all across the country and the world, and we're trying to find each other. And now that we found each other, we were so happy, and now we're jaded.
Where is
we've been through the Overwar together, and now it is all gone.
I do have to say, though, that despite how horrible the season's been, it doesn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to. And I don't know if it's just because I've been, like, going through cancer treatment for how many months and my life perspective has changed, but, like, I'm totally, I think, at peace with it. And for me, it's just, like, something fun that I can watch now and be like, ah, look how bad this is. It's like drunk live tweeting, you know? Like, like when I drunk live tweet those NBC musicals because, oh my god.
Which means you and I need to talk about Jesus Christ Superstar.
Yeah, we will have to do that. But, I think because I moved on and made my peace back in October, that it's okay. And whatever happens in this finale, which we'll talk about in just a couple minutes, whatever happens is gonna happen, and... Like, for me,
I can't change,
like,
how it happens.
Like, everything else, like, with a lot of what everyone else says, like, season 6 was our ending, and...
Yeah.
Anything else, like, we get is
like
gonna be
a
bonus.
Spin-off.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's like a Disney sequel. Like, you watch it because you have to. But, like, you know it's gonna be bad going into it. But you can't not watch it because it's a sequel to one of your favorite Disney movies. So
exactly.
you just suck it up, and you kind of enjoy... one of the songs, maybe, and you kind of like one of the new characters because it's voiced by someone you like, and like you just deal with it, you just accept it for what it is.
Yep.
I pretty much have been true to how I usually deal with Disney sequels, actually, and I don't watch them.
I know, so, I can say I don't watch them.
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
I can relate to that. Yeah,
I only watch totally. Them if it's the same voices, but most of the time they change the voice actors.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to watch them.
And it's so noticeable when
Tarzan
it's not
them. Tarzan 2 was bad.
Like, for the second Aladdin, when they got, like, the guy that does Homer Simpson's voice to play the genie instead of Robin Williams, I was like, oh, no. But then the third Aladdin, they brought back Robin Williams, and all was well again.
Hey, guess what?
I mean, so, I could have...
Aladdin.
Oh, right, a little bit of me if you watch it, won't we? Oh,
yeah.
That doesn't happen.
I'm gonna make Rachel watch Aladdin next month.
Instead, we watched old Captain Swan episodes, and y'all like watched me have a mental breakdown.
30 seconds in.
Good times.
All right, let's talk about the series finale. We don't know much except that a crap ton of people are coming back.
Yeah,
everyone, including Sean Maguire. But what I'm not sure, though, and I don't know if you guys know, is he coming back for the finale, or is it like an episode before? Does anyone know?
I'm not sure.
I feel like it's been a little gray as to, like, what episodes all these people are coming back for.
He's been filming separately, I know that much, but I don't know what that means.
And also, like, he's
coming as a ghost,
like, Robin, right?
I don't know.
He has to be.
Well,
what other Robin is he playing?
Ghost
Robin. It's once upon a time. There's new rules in play. New rules.
There are no rules. The new rule is there are no rules.
Also,
it's
like,
magical.
How coming
it's
back?
Magical.
How is she gonna come back? Because didn't she
Merry
die?
Christmas.
Who?
Emily.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll she probably died, okay. My theory for that is that Rumpel finally dies, and then they're, like, reunited wherever they are.
Yeah.
Like, Rumpel's whole thing this season, he just wants to die. But
yeah.
I mean, like, right.
I 100% think Rumpel's gonna die in the finale.
Yeah. And then he'll be reunited with Belle. She was there for, like, a day. Like, not even.
Yeah, it was so brief. So it's just gotta be a quick reunion.
I mean,
scene.
Hey, like, Jen's thing was brief. She was there for, what, 4 hours? And then peaced out?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. But she filmed 2 scenes, though. She had one in... She was in the red jacket for one.
Yeah, with the bug.
And then the other one was in the Enchanted... Some version of the Enchanted Forest. Who the hell knows which
some
one?
There was some ball going on.
Yeah.
And I have read spoilers about that, but I don't know if you guys know.
Oh, we should have given a spoiler.
I know something.
Oh, do you know? Do you, I think you are thinking the same thing as me?
Oh man, do I know?
Spoiler alert!
You won't watch it, Justine. You won't watch it.
No, I'll watch it just so I can throw things at my TV.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very productive.
You know what, right?
It doesn't sound very healthy.
You like Beauty and the Beast, The Enchanted Christmas, so your opinion.
Yeah, I do. I do, and I'm cosplaying Christmas Belle in July.
Oh my god, we're back on this again.
You know what? The only good thing about that movie is Christmas Belle's outfit.
Exactly.
Everything else about that movie is not good.
Oh my gosh.
Anywho.
Okay, so what do we think? What are our theories? What are our headcanon theories about what is going down for Emma coming back?
Ooh,
Kim!
Ooh,
enthusiastically, ooh, Kim wants to answer.
Kim has this great headcanon that Emma has already had a baby, and you see David and Killian with baby Bjorns with baby Captain Swan in like the baby Bjorn, and then like Neil in a baby Bjorn, and I just want them like at a barbecue
because apparently Neil doesn't age.
Yeah, right, exactly. So that's why Neil will still be tiny, and they'll be at a barbecue grilling, and they'll both have their baby Bjorns on, and they'll be drinking a beer, and it'll be magical.
I want them to take turns watching their children. So, like, one day David has both of them, and they got, like, double Bjorns, where, like, one's on the back and one's on the front. Everything is chaotic and on fire. And then it switches, and then it happens to Killian, and then, like, Emma and Mary and Margaret are just sitting there, like, why did we marry these men? And then, like, they turn around and see their butts, and they're like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a way better episode.
Give me that booty.
Give me that booty. Show me the booty. That's just the closing shot.
Yeah, the closing shot is Captain Charm's butt. And it's like the Looney Tunes where it like zooms in.
Yeah, the heart. Back out. But it does like the heart. It does it in a heart where it's like, meow. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, into a
That's
heart.
It. So that's my booty. Closing shot.
That's it.
That's the show.
I feel like we need Sean McGuire on here right now. Just like shoot some headcanon around.
Oh my god, Sean would have the best headcanon.
Even though he knows what's happening, really.
What he would totally let happened. In. Yeah, he would totally buy into our theories.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
and then Robin comes in, because why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Honestly, I would like for... Like, I know real Robin's dead, but I would still like an interaction between real Robin and baby Robin.
That would be lovely, that wouldn't it? Yeah, like, oh,
I'm a
so
sucker
proud
for daddy-daughter stuff, okay? Like, I will forever be a sucker for that. Anything daddy-daughter related, like, just, I'm garbage. And I'm also forever pissed that I don't think we're going to get Daddy Charming Feels with Emma.
No,
I don't think so, since they all filmed on different days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I'm like, their scenes are filmed with like doubles, which sucks.
Yeah. Well. Which is just not the same.
That made me so mad when I found out. I was like, no! You can have
the point
not...
of bringing everybody back, but not exactly. reuniting
friends. But I understand, because everyone, like, obviously Josh is doing a show, Jen is like doing everything at the moment. Ginny's doing a show.
Ginny's also doing a show, yeah.
Yeah, she's doing a show. So... everyone's schedule is crazy, so I totally understand that.
I will never understand it.
I'm
give
with
me
you,
all
Ray.
Or give me nothing.
Exactly. Hell, yeah.
Just I mean, want it all or nothing at all.
Don't get me wrong. I am extremely grateful that all these people made room in their schedules to come in and film. Because it can't be easy to just kind of drop everything and go to Canada.
I think too many people made room on their schedules. Like, I feel like they asked, like, 20 people, and they're like, yeah, like, maybe 5 will come back. And they're like, yeah, let's all come back. And they're like, shit, we gotta rewrite everything.
And you've got to pay them as well. We've got to pay them.
Yeah,
but that's
exactly.
The thing.
We
like,
have to budget.
That's my thing is, it makes me a little fearful for how this episode's gonna go down, because
it's
know
gonna be a mess.
That these schedules came together last minute, so the writers were probably scrambling to figure out a way to make this story make sense.
Which
all these
probably
people
won't.
They
back.
Haven't done that
so,
since season 3.
Hopefully it's just 2 hours. It's going to be everything that we wanted. No, just it's 2 hours of fan service. It's, well, it's,
wait, it's not 2 hours?
It's part no. 1 week and part two the next week.
Yeah.
So which 5 minute bull. Episodes.
Complete bullshit.
That's so dumb. So now I have to watch that week instead of just one.
Who are you?
But I think we need to talk about the biggest person who's coming back. Shady Blue.
God damn it.
Oh my god.
Because you all know, you all know it's gonna happen. Everything we've always talked about since we started doing this podcast.
If it doesn't happen, I will personally go down to ABC and I will start a riot.
I'm like more, like I'd be more upset over Shady Blue not happening.
I guess I'm the only one that doesn't think about Shady Blue.
Oh, really? Then, like,
never.
You don't think she's like the big bad of the whole show?
No, I don't think she's the big bad.
The seeds are all there, Gabby.
I'm sorry.
You're all there. None of this would have happened if it wasn't for Blue. Like,
they've always been shady with fairy stuff. Like, they never fully explained fairy stuff.
They followed, like...
She interferes in everybody's life.
She interferes she's more the than puppeteer.
Yeah, but she's being like puppeteer.
They so like, followed like Rumpel's like Rumpel's view of like and fairies. You know what else? I hate fairies.
You know what else? Those spinsters that raised Rumpel, they like I felt like that was gonna be a storyline, and then like they never did.
Yeah,
anything
they
with
never
that.
Did anything with that. That would have been really cool. It could
so,
have.
So, remind me, since I have not seen Lost, but I know that there are a lot of Lost, like, things.
Hello!
Like,
Lydia hello! Hi.
But, like, with the way that they like to bend us over the table without lube, would it...
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Would it be outside of the realm that Blue is just, like... It's like a dream sequence. Like, are we gonna go there? Are we gonna say that the entire God. Seven oh. seasons
no.
was a?
They said. Like, I think they said they were not gonna do that because someone asked them.
Because every time they
yes,
tell us
well,
the truth, Sarah.
Yeah,
they
we tell us. I don't truth. Trust them. I don't.
Fair
trust
point.
Them,
and... Fair point.
Adam and Eddie are.
I mean, I hate
them.
I mean, even they have to know that ending it on like, oh, it was all a dream would get them. Crucified.
Yeah.
Or it's all another author writing the book. Like,
yeah, but Lost,
just another
Lost
author
wasn't a dream sequence. Let's just put it out there. Lost was not a dream.
It was real.
I've explained well, this okay, several so... times. I've explained on this podcast before. Lost was not a fucking dream.
Spoiler alert. I'm still stuck on season three.
can't you see them just doing this and like the final thing is like Blue like waving her wand or something like that. And then all of a sudden it pans out to another book and it closes and it's just fucking Adam sitting there with his glasses askew.
No. They wouldn't do that. That's like too much.
His final choice of his face.
I definitely think it's going to be books. Like... I do agree that it'll be like a closing book ending.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
No, see, Adam is the old Henry. You're like an older Henry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Adam was like old Henry, and he just like
oh God, please no.
Skew, and he like
no,
off, and he just
gonna
skew.
I'm with it's you, gonna Keith. End up being the really annoying author from season four.
Isaac.
Isaac.
Isaac. I liked Isaac.
Phil. Isaac pissed me off so much.
Isaac was just, I don't want to write the heroes winning anymore. It's like, well, why don't you? Why don't you write the villains
sometimes
winning?
Sometimes we like Loki, and sometimes we like Thor. Sometimes,
no,
yeah.
sometimes,
we,
no,
like sometimes
we like
Loki.
Well,
all
that
time.
Episode,
I like
that was it. That was a good episode. I got to say.
And sometimes we like Bucky, but then Bucky's a bad guy, but then Bucky turns into a good guy, and then he's Bucky with the long hair. And he's beautiful.
Like I'm sorry. Sorry, Kim. I guess I don't like Stan. That's why.
Can they have Jefferson come back just so we can have some Sebastian Stan hotness?
Yeah, Stan like him.
Sebastian Stan's too big for the show now, man.
Right now,
it's
right?
also like he and Jennifer Morrison dated, so I don't think she's gonna want her ex to be on set.
She still follows him on it was like a civil breakup.
It's not like
I think it was more of like a
breakup.
Convenience. I think it was more like a convenience. Like, you're in Vancouver, I'm in Vancouver, you're single, I'm single.
I spoke about it, like, you know, because she was working in Vancouver and, you know, he was obviously doing the Captain America stuff. We just didn't have time to see each other anymore. It just didn't work out. There was no hostility between them, but they're actually, like, still talk, like she said, in a, was it a convention or an interview or something? So
about dating all the captains.
Yes, that's the one.
Like, Jen.
Dating or giving birth to one.
Living the life.
Yes!
Jen's got a type.
Jen's living the life. She ain't no first mate type of girl.
And awkward silence.
That's how I do.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not gonna be watching the finale, so I'm just a bit. I'm kind of expecting like a quick like two scene. Like yeah. I'm expecting it's gonna be like a cameo.
Situation. It's not gonna be a big thing.
It's gonna be like a 702, but a bit shorter, I think. So I'm not. I have zero hopes, but I mean, it'll be nice to see the cast again, I suppose, but.
Do you think it's tough
because we spent like, you know, like all these years like within the show, and then
I've personally become
so like fed up about it. But
that's why I want to watch the series finale, because we spent all these years with the show. I'm like, I'm gonna at least watch the series finale.
That's why I'm suffering through this season 7.
You're not suffering. You're still thirsting over Colin at every second.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's a given, even if I wasn't watching the show. That's never gonna stop. Do we think we're going to get a final Captain Swan kiss?
I hope so.
I don't think so.
It's gonna be very PG, very, like...
I guess it's PG!
I think it's gonna depend on if one of them is holding the baby or
Universal.
Not.
Universal.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm expecting, like, a quick peck. I'm not expecting, like...
Yeah, a makeup session.
Well, yeah, I mean, just, like, kisses, just like anything. I'm taking anything.
I just want them to stand near each other.
Hold hands.
Like, they don't even have to hold hands. Yeah, hold just shoulders brushing. Yeah, just shoulders brushing, yeah. Like...
If they look at each other, I'll be happy.
All I want is for that, like, Colin to give her the look again. Because, like, I just miss it.
Yeah. I just miss Captain Swan.
Like, I'll just get really sad.
As Rachel just looks away, like, wistfully.
So I was thinking about it, like, because he doesn't give that look to anybody anymore in this season. Which I do appreciate that they have not given him a romantic interest. And that, like, his story is with his daughter.
Yeah. I will say, I've seen gifs on Tumblr. I do think that, like, Rogers and... What's Tiana's name?
Sabine.
I think they have cute chemistry.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset with that one. Like, I just didn't want them to, like, bring in some, like, random, like...
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, here you go. And, like...
I don't mind if it ends with Wishhook having, like, a flirtation with Tiana.
And she makes good food, so it's okay. She has my approval. She feeds him well. That's all I need.
He's gonna become fat again.
Care of.
But Naveen is
that's how he becomes.
Huh?
I mean, I know I missed Friday's episode, but Naveen is so cute.
He is.
There's Naveen on this show?
Yeah.
Oh.
But, like, they've talked, like, maybe 3 times.
Oh, well, that's...
Whatever, I ship it.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, confession time. I still have not seen Princess and the Frog either.
It's so good!
I love that movie.
I want to, but it's, like, not on Netflix. I've never called myself a Disney fan. I love Disney, but I've never, like, been, like, a... Like,
she's not on my level.
Yeah, I'm not on my level.
She's not on my level, or I can basically be a plaid for Disneyland.
Sarah has a tattoo from Epcot. from the rose and crown on her shoulder. Not on that level.
But you can't find them anywhere. Yeah, that's true. You can't find it on Netflix or anything.
Mm-mm.
You gotta buy it.
That's like how I watch my Disney
what,
stuff.
What, Prince and the Frog? It's on Netflix. UK Netflix.
Okay, well, guess what? We're not in the UK.
Exactly.
We're in America.
Losers!
I know, and you can't even use like a VPN blocker anymore on Netflix because they got wise to that.
Bastards. I guess you have to wait till Disney streaming put, like, everything service comes on there for everybody.
They will when Disney puts out their streaming service.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's gonna take a while.
I guess is it next year?
2000? That's a long time to wait, Gabby.
I'm sorry. You waited this long for Aladdin, I mean.
I don't care.
You should care about Aladdin.
You know that's saying something when that's Colin's favorite Disney movie and I still haven't watched it yet.
Wow, really?
I thought his favorite was Toy Story.
I thought he said it was Aladdin.
It changed.
He could change it.
Mind changed.
It probably could be whatever his son's into at the moment.
He's very, you know, he's always changed his mind, his alcohol.
Were you talking, Kim?
What?
Sorry,
it
I thought
could
you
be. Your mouth was moving,
it looked like she was talking.
Apparently not.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna ask Colin what his favorite Beauty and the Beast sequel is.
None of them, because they're all trash.
He probably would have seen it, to be fair.
No, he wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah,
wait till his daughter gets older.
I just like to think that Colin has all these deep opinions on Disney sequels.
Right? Oh my god, guys. I just have an image of Colin and his daughter dressing her up in Disney princess dresses and taking her to Disney.
God.
I'm not okay.
Stop. I'll cry right here, Ray.
Good.
Is this payback for me not liking the Beauty and the Beast sequel?
Yeah, it is. This is exactly
not even
my
a sequel, it's a midquel.
Whatever. Leave me alone.
Do we have any other parting thoughts on the finale?
I hope it's somewhat good.
I hope people are I want people to be happy and at peace with it. I think that's what I want people to get from it.
Yeah, I want it to be the send-off the show deserves.
Sorry, Jenna, what were you saying?
I just kind of... I want there to be a little bit more Captain Swan than just a fleeting scene, which is kind of what I feel like is going to happen. It would be nice if there was a bit more, but I don't know. I don't even know what I want to happen. I just want them to do it justice, like, with all of the characters. I want there to be some kind of satisfying ending for everyone.
Yeah, I agree. I want closure for Captain Swan.
It's way too much to ask of Adam and Eddie. They've never given it to us. But, you know, it's still deep in my heart, this hope that it will happen.
I would just love for there to be more than 5 minutes of peace at the end. And instead of having 3/4 of the episode be drama, trying to fix everything, to spend a little more time saying goodbye at the end.
But maybe that's why it's being split up between the two, right? So, like, maybe the first week it's going to be all of the drama,
right,
and then they'll fix it. And then the second part will be just closure.
That's what I'm hoping.
I mean, I'm not optimistic that that's actually what's going to happen, but...
You
I mean,
sound good. Insane right now.
So if you could have, like, okay, so, like, one more, like, okay, you want Captain Swan to be together, like, one more time, but what other interaction would you like in the finale, like, forget about what we've seen from spoilers or whatever, in your dream finale, what kind of final interaction with other characters would you like to see?
My dream finale was their wedding. And then the 5 minutes, on at the end of the season finale. Like, if they just took that and put it at the end of the wedding episode, that would have been perfect.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was pretty satisfied with the season 6 finale and that little montage that they had.
I feel like they wasted way too much time with the Black Fairy bullshit.
Yeah.
That was just dumb. And Gideon. I don't understand. I still don't understand the Gideon thing.
Gideon apparently just went to Hogwarts.
I don't
I didn't make sense.
Kim?
I have my final thing that I really want to see. I want to see Henry get hit by a car. We watched them film that for so long.
I work at the Flaming Bagel with Neil and Underworld.
Yeah, the Flaming Bagel. And these are things that I want. I don't want him to get hurt, right? Like, I don't want him to get seriously maimed. I just want to see him hit by a car. Is that too much to ask? Yes, it is.
I want to see Cruella and King Arthur ruling the underworld.
Yes!
Because she's coming back, right?
Yes. She's coming back, but he's not coming back.
Well, maybe they just didn't tell you.
Okay, true.
Surprise! Here's King Arthur.
Surprise!
Here's the sad storyline that totally could have made Killian his brother and, like, real Camelot stuff that I just will forever be disappointed in.
Well, when I met Liam, we were, like, he was telling us, like, oh, he only did, like, a little scene, and then it ended up being a big episode, and they kept all that on the wraps, so who knows? Although, he is doing The Terror at the moment, isn't he? He's filming The Terror.
He's in that, too?
That's his new show, yeah.
There are so many good-looking English men in that show.
What is the show?
It happens.
Yeah, what is it?
What is this?
Terror.
Where is it?
The Terror. It's on AMC.
Hmm.
Is it takes place right on ships, like on the ocean.
Has it started yet?
It's a scary thing, I think. And I've not watched it yet, but...
Scary? British ships?
Hot men?
Well, like, that was tied into British. Hot men. Like...
I'm sorry, not all British men are attractive, I'll tell you now.
If you take an ugly British man and put him like you clone him and then you give him an American accent, he's uglier with the American accent, even though they look exactly the same.
Okay,
it's just facts.
True. Just facts.
Just facts. This has been another installment of Just Facts with Rachel.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I would love to see Charming with Emma, you know, hugging her with his hand around her head. That'd be great, but...
We're going to CGI it.
It's going to be the pickle all over again, only now he's holding the pickle to him like a hug.
Sensual music.
They'll just have their doubles. Just keep switching sides.
With the collar up and down.
Yeah, I just want to see, like, all of them just sitting around, like, at Granny's, like...
Yeah.
With Charming chocolate? And Baby Neil and Captain Swan and...
No, I want Henry. A toddler Neil or, like, kindergarten Neil because...
Yeah, exactly. I agree, Ray. No more Baby Neil.
Baby Neil
needs to age. He needs to stop being in this unending babyhood.
How old are you? Honestly, I don't know. I was a baby for about 3 years.
I have a question about season 7. Like, so did we actually explain like the weird aging?
Nope.
Yeah. I can't even think about it. It gives me a headache.
Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry.
There's no timeline.
I was just curious.
Timeline.
Sorry, Sarah, we interrupted.
I like to think that since they're all magical, they just magically are like, ooh, let me get rid of my wrinkles and gray hair. Like, well, that's...
Regina's actually thousands of years old now.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, you don't want Dr. Whale to do your plastic surgery?
You know? Not really.
I think I might.
I do.
I want Dr. Whale to show up.
Yeah, I don't...
It's not like he couldn't, because he's
going to be... Or and Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
No, Tink can go shit in a hat. She annoyed me so much.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Like, even when she shows up in fanfiction, I'm like, ugh. Tink. And, like, there's no, like, name that you... Like, she never had, like, a storybook name, so I was like, yeah, my parents liked Peter Pan. I'm like...
I mean, hey, we do the best we can.
I know. It's not your guys' fault. It's not your guys' fault. But I'm just saying, I'm just like,
she was in Neverland during the curse, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, but when people do fan fiction.
Okay. When they want to include Tank, we have to be like, oh, her name's Tina, but her parents called her Tank.
We call her Tink and we don't know why, but that's not a real name, but we don't know what a real name is.
She just seems very Tinkerbellish. Tinkery. So that's her nickname.
She tinkers with things.
She's like a fairy.
Let's move on here. So last thing we want to talk about today is since we kind of during our hiatus we missed Burbank Con. We thought we'd let Justine give us a little rundown on her experience meeting Colin and Jen for the first time.
You remember?
It's been 84 years. Yeah, it's been 84 years, and now I can finally talk about this. So this was when Jen still had her red hair.
But I'm
a massive fan of her. I miss it because, you know, me and Jen were in the red club and we were one.
I really like the red hair on her. I think it looked really good. But yeah, you guys were right when, like, you said photo ops and stuff went really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Burbank Con was empty, y'all. Like, I bought just general admission stuff, and it was just empty. I just, like, snuck a few rows ahead up into, like, silver, and I was like, ooh, this is fine.
That's because that's the one Ray and I decided not to go to. That's why.
Exactly. And
we
then
didn't
I
go to Colorado, and we didn't go to Burbank. We
gone to Burbank. Why didn't we?
Yep.
I don't want to talk about it.
Y'all could have stayed at my house.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, but anyway, so there were Colin and Jen panels that were all very cute. I tried to ask a question. I stood in line for what felt like 3 hours hearing the same questions asked over and over again. But, you know, it's fine. It's cool. I asked, I went to go get my autograph with Jen, and I quickly asked her, I was like, what kind of dog do you think Captain Swan would have? And she's like, a lab. So, that's cool.
Aww.
Colin wasn't personalizing, I think.
He probably had a flight catch because they scheduled flights. He went by so quick. He ran through them real quick.
Because I was in line for Emily, because they were like, if you have Emily tickets, get in line here, and then deal with Colin. Because Colin's line was huge, and I was like, well, let me just get in line for Emily, and then I'll just run over to Colin. And then I was like, Emily still hadn't shown up because she was still at her photo op. And they called last call for Colin, so I just sprinted to the other side of the room to get my Colin autograph.
Everything goes really smoothly with creation until autographs come around, and then it just all falls apart. Yeah. You don't get it.
Yeah, I was just like, so I just sprinted over, laid down my poster in front of him, and then directed him on where to sign it, because he tried to sign it at the bottom, and I was like, no.
No.
I thought you were going to say that you laid down in front of him.
Okay, I'm glad. I know I'm the only one that thought, Kim.
I'm fine with that, too.
I just laid down on the table.
Like, in front of him.
Hey, Colin.
Hi.
I will say, Colin.
No.
Colin is one that needs to be given direction. He takes direction very well.
He does.
And if you tell him what you want, he'll do it, like, for photo ops. Like, I've seen people get, like, oh, you look so sourpuss in my photo. I'm like, just tell him what you want. Be like, I want a big, goofy grin. I'll be like, all right, here's your big, goofy grin. Just ask. He's a very nice guy. He's not going to bite.
Unless you ask.
But, yeah.
Also, he likes Star Wars.
Just went by so quickly. I really didn't think about anything to do for poses or anything, so I just went very basic. I did listen to you guys, and I got a photo op with Gil.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, $20. And I was like, I can manage that. I went in trying to be very conservative, Like, I was like, I just got, like, the Jen and Colin duo, that's fine. And then I found myself buying Jen and Colin single photo ops, because...
That's what you do. That's what happens. You get there, and you're like, I don't need money.
Yeah. Let me just buy everything. But yeah, I bought a t-shirt, I bought a really cool Wonder Woman print from that one artist who shows up everywhere.
Yeah. I know who you're talking
about. What is his name?
Everyone,
I think it's like Jason or something.
Jason Palmer?
Yeah, that's it. I bought a print from him for my stepsister for Christmas because it was November 1st, so why not start Christmas shopping? But yeah, it was all good. I spent so much money. I, like, completely just fangirl babbled on our Instagram stories after I met Colin for the first time.
That was real cute.
I remember that. It was awesome.
Did you save those?
No, I didn't know you could save them.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. If you saw them, you know.
But I have bad memory.
Well, I'm sorry, Ray. Do you want to
Kim saves all my stuff I send her.
Usually I do, yes. That's because they're amazing. But, like, I was trying to show somebody the cheese ass episode once at work. We were talking about drunk shenanigans, and I couldn't find it. So apparently I did not save that one.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
But yeah, I found a cool little group to pal around with. I got a cool t-shirt from someone that says, oh, what is it? Like, we met on the internet through Captain Swan. It's a really cute little tank top. Yeah.
Sarah, we need one that says we met at Disney World through Captain Swan.
But yeah, all in all, I had a really great time. It was a lot of fun. I'm really glad that I did it because I've never gone to a con before. And I almost just didn't go because none of y'all were going. And I was like, I'm not gonna know anyone. Like, I'm just gonna be like this weirdo who's just by herself. But no, I found...
There's so many weirdos by themselves.
Yeah, it's so easy to make friends at cons. That's one of the great things about them.
Yeah. I like going by myself because I can do what I want.
Yeah.
Like if I go to Mega... I like going to Once Upon a Time cons with you guys, but, like, if I go to, like, a general con sometime, like, because usually my dad and my brother want to go, and they're not con people. So, like, they're there for, like, they pay to get in. They're there for, like, an hour and a half, and they're like, okay, we're ready to leave. And I'm just like,
bye.
Okay, bye.
Are you doing that, that con that Jen's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Cool. We are both going Jen next month.
Oh, that's so exciting. You can do cosplay?
Yes.
To be determined.
Ooh.
Here's the thing, guys. I'm bald, so
yeah. Cool.
Unfortunately, my Emma Swan hair is no longer. So
it will be back.
If I find a good wig,
don't worry. Epic return.
If I find a good wig, I will. Yes, I will cosplay.
I'm doing season one, Emma, because I have never done season one, Emma.
Ooh.
Oh.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, I figured I'd do a nice throwback. I don't have a picture in a red jacket with Jen. I finally found, like, the best red jacket I've ever
found. Yeah,
I've
seen it on Snapchat, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so happy with it. So yeah, doing Sheriff Swan from season one with the princess curls and the lashes. All that.
Her huge lashes.
Yep.
So we're going to wrap things up for this week. We will be back again for, I'm assuming, a finale wrap-up once it's aired.
One day.
Because we gotta just do one big Captain Swan.
One goodbye. Last time.
Washington's going home.
Let's sing a different song.
Who's going? All right, no, Justine will sing one last time with me.
Yeah.
I don't know. The sound got messed up, and it sounded like two different songs.
It did.
I was singing the final countdown.
Okay, so you can find us on our social media. We're still there. If you still want to talk to us, we'll respond. OUACS Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, Gmail, WordPress, YouTube. I think that's it. Yeah.
Audio Boom.
Audio Boom. Yes. You can listen to us over there. You can listen to us on Pocket Casts, iTunes. That's
pretty much where everyone listens to us.
Yeah. Any place you listen to your podcast, we're probably on there.
Somehow. We don't know how we got there, but we're there.
Still to this day, don't know how all that happened.
Yeah.
None of us set it up. I don't know. Internet man.
Staff chilling.
So,
I did set up Audio Boom, and somehow it made its way to iTunes.
Yeah.
And Pocket Casts and whatever else there is.
Yeah.
There was, like, quite a few podcasts with, like, sites we made it onto, but I think we forgot, didn't we, so. You know where we are. Google it.
We got this.
So, hope everyone enjoys the series finale, and we'll be back afterwards to dish on it one last time.
September.
Yeah, it'll be before September, hopefully.
We'll book it in our diaries in advance.
Yeah.
Yep.
But anyway, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.